Alan Wendy, Western Cape Premier. Once again, thank you for joining us. From a policing point of view, Alan, the election promise was we're going to fight for a provincial police force. Now, we know that yourself and Becky Taylor fell out, and you admitted that much on this particular show. Things seem to have gotten back on track. So the question is, where are you at this particular stage? The kid, this is like a marriage. The kid is the one who essentially suffers at the end of the day, and we the kid. The communities of the kid. Are you guys still dating? Are you in divorce court? Are you in where exactly are you in this particular relationship and getting, you know, that promise to get a provincial police service on the ground? How far are you with that?
Okay, so there's definitely still something that I want to achieve. But there's been a lot of pushback from the national minister. He says, no, it's never going to happen on most platforms that we go to. Although, whether it's a decision or not, we will still continue to fight for that. At the moment, policing budgets in the province is just short of R1 billion, R1,000 million every single month that SAP spends on policing in this province. And as this whole conversation with Albert's just highlighted, there are lots of shortfalls, and that's primarily why we're saying we would like to have the management of SAPS in the province. We will continue to push for that. In the meantime, I will also continue to support extra budget and extra initiatives, both at city and at provincial level, changing or giving more power to our traffic police, as Albert was talking about neighborhood watches, technology support. You spoke to city and
yep.
Roshan a bit earlier,
yep.
And you're going to be speaking to Pastor George. Pastor George is not only CPF chair, he's also a real RCT tech entrepreneur himself and an enabler. How do we create more tech companies, not only in biotech, but also in security tech? And I think Joanne Johnson in the department is also busy working on that.
Yep.
Because we've got to get a broad approach. While I will continue to fight, I still believe absolutely that provinces should have the power in policing and that the oversight should be at a national level. At the moment in our country, it's the other way around. Mm. I won't give up on that. I'm going to be seeing the president next week. I will continue to push for it. I will continue to raise these issues. And we've also put in Albert's department, there's a team of legal people who are already looking at not only just the change, but also what other areas can we focus on in the province in the meantime within the law.
Okay, and we're gonna give your MEC for Economic Opportunities a call today to see if he'll chat to us tomorrow about the other key bit, which is creating opportunities where the gaps have been left in those particular fishing communities. I think it's an essential discussion to have.
Yes, because across the border press. Yeah.
Yeah, now we have to look at all sides of it. Is Becky Taylor taking your calls at the moment?
Albert and I play the good cop, bad cop in the process. Albert's the good cop and I'm the bad cop. He did ignore me when he came to the province the other day to talk about what was happening. He didn't let Albert or I myself know. He's not actually playing the game when it comes to building partnerships.
Alan Wendy, thank you for your time there, Western Cape Premier, for obviously talking about, I think, the bigger, the broader issue and those campaign promises that have been made.